Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says resistance is the main reason behind victories of the Palestinian nation in recent years. Ayatollah Khamenei added that as long as the Palestinian resistance persists, they will remain victorious in the face of Israel, and the regime will further move toward its end. He stressed that the Palestinian nation will achieve final victory in the near future. Iran's leader made the comments in a meeting with the Secretary General of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad Movement, Ziad al-Nakhala, in Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that Iran will continue to support Palestinians despite pressures by arrogant powers. Ziad al-Nakhala said for his part that Palestinians in Gaza will remain steadfast in their cause despite all difficulties. Activist and Islamic scholar Shabir Hassan Ali joins us from Leicester. Mr. Hassan Ali, welcome to the program. Please walk us through the recent comments made by Ayatollah Khamenei. He has stressed the importance of the persistence of the resistance of the Palestinians against the Israeli regime.
Yeah, I think the importance and effectiveness, actually, of the resistance against the Zionist project cannot be overemphasized. Because if you look at the approach that the West wants the Palestinians to take, which is this approach of capitulation, which they dress up and call diplomacy, but really it's capitulation. This is something which is ineffective for a number of reasons. Chief among them is because the Israelis do not honor any deal, and the Americans do not require them to honor any deal, neither do the British or anyone else who is responsible for Israel or responsible for the creation and sustenance of Israel. As long as you have this policy of the Western powers, the only approach that can have real fruitful effects and positive effects is that of resistance, because this is the only language that the Zionists understand. The only time they understand it is when they try and make an adventure, say in Gaza, and they are repelled strongly and firmly by people who are under extreme duress, under extreme pressure, and under extreme blockade. And this is like a testament to the human spirit and to the bravery, the courage, and the honor of the people of Palestine. I think this is what Khamenei was also pointing out, that this resistance is almost a sacred duty, and it has sort of divine support, if you like, because if it didn't, there is no way it would succeed. If you look at it based on purely military capabilities of the Palestinians and the so-called Israelis, we'll see the Israelis have all of the latest and greatest weapons from all of the weapons factories of America, Britain, Europe, etc., etc. And the Palestinians have, you know, for want of a better phrase, and without wanting to diminish what they have, by comparison, essentially, they have pea shooters. And it really is the classic example that the Zionists, it's quite funny, actually, the Zionists keep mentioning this idea of David versus Goliath. The reality is that there is a David versus Goliath situation, but it's the Palestinians who are the righteous David standing up against the tyrannical Goliath that is Zionism, be it just in Palestine or in occupied Palestine, or its parents in Britain or in Washington, or even in so-called Saudi Arabia and the Arab countries that have betrayed the Palestinians. And this is the other point where I think one of the most important campaigns against the Palestinians has been by the so-called Muslims or the so-called Arabs, the Arab Zionists of these oil fields and shopping malls with flags such as UAE and Saudi Arabia and Oman and other places, which has been a complete betrayal, a complete capitulation, like that of Mr. Anwar Sadat, or like that of the so-called King Abdullah II of Jordan. All of these people have capitulated and bent the knee to the Zionist project. And this is what, of course, the Arab Zionists want the Palestinians to do. And the resistance is standing firm under huge odds. Under huge duress, it's standing tall, it's standing firm, and it will be successful. Like Imam Khamenei said, that victory is literally on the horizon. This is really the case, because every second the Palestinian resistance stands firm against the Israelis, is a second closer to the annihilation of the Zionist project.
Thanks a lot, activist and scholar Shebbir Hassan Ali, joining us from Leicester.